I'm Pooja Sharma of IBS Intelligence, and you're listening to IBS iViews podcast. As we find ourselves in the heart of Women's Day month, we continue our exploration of remarkable contribution of women in dynamic realm of fintech. In this episode, we will uncover the stories of pioneering women who are driving innovation, disrupting traditional financial systems, and championing inclusivity within the fintech space. Today, we have Kiwi, an India-based credit on the UPI platform. It offers credit cards with UPI. Kiwi has recently welcomed Priya Consum to its team. Hello, Priya.
Hi.
Priya is an experienced banking and payment professional who previously worked with Axis Bank as senior vice president in the merchant acquiring space and product portfolio for 7 years. She is an alumnus of Indian School of Business and brings wealth of expertise to her new role in Kiwi. Priya, as we begin our conversation regarding women in fintech, before we talk about that, could you also brief us a little bit about Kiwi?
And thank you for having us over, to having me over, and very happy Women's Day and a month to you as well.
Thank you.
Kiwi are essentially a UPI app. On UPI, right, there is a customer front and there is a merchant front, right? The customer front, you know, it comes predominantly in the form of an app where customer is able to scan QR codes, UPI QR codes, and are able to make payments, right? Kiwi is essentially that. However, on top of that, we have layered that up with a credit card facility. What that means is that customer will be able to come onto our platform, apply for a RuPay credit card, get an almost instant credit card issued to the customer, and then he's able to start transacting on UPI using that credit card, right? Essentially, what typically used to take a time span of about 7 to 8 days for a customer when it comes to credit card application, credit card delivery, activating the card, and then, you know, integrating that with an UPI app and, you know, start making transactions through the UPI app, right? That journey has been cut short, and we are now able to service that to the customer at almost an average runtime of about 30 minutes at max. We have even been able to do that at about 3 minutes as well, depending on the type of customer and depending on the type of how quickly the customer completes his KYC journey. We have been able to address that requirement. So this, in a sense, is what Kiwi does. We are aiming to, you know, be able to reach out to a wider segment of customers in terms of the length and breadth of the country. And we are especially in a, you know, very well located or positioned to do that purely because we are also a virtual credit.
What kind of features Kiwi is providing to women specifically in terms of offering financial inclusivity, special designed products for women address their unique needs?
So, you know, when it comes to women and the need for credit for women, at the very basis of it is even just the access to credit right now. There, I believe, you know, we are trying to do some things differently. Entirety in the country right now, about 12% of women have access to credit. A lot of factors play at the back of this. Predominantly among them is lack of awareness. Then the other aspect is in terms of, you know, lack of relative information available to underwrite women customers. For these two reasons as well, there's a very nuanced understanding that is required in terms of why different challenges, issues, you know, kind of contribute to this. Women lag behind when it comes to digital inclusion, when it comes to access, having a bank account, right? All of these, and also in terms of the women's participation in the workforce, right? All of these in some shape and form play a role in terms of the potential to underwrite that customer. And that is where, you know, Kiwi is trying to come up with unique problems to solve for this requirement. We're looking to work together with banks to identify additional channels through which we'll be able to, you know, underwrite underwritten base. Just to give a certain example, in India, most women, right, in terms of the most widely adopted loan products by women come in the form of mainly gold loans or, you know, consumer durable loans, like, you know, the kind of loans that you take for, say, purchasing smaller ticket products and some items, small goods, and those come in the form of, you know, some EMIs that you take, etc., right? So those are the consumer durable loans that are most widely adopted by women. Being able to work together with banks to be able to pass in some additional information on the basis of which, and with the basis of this level of information that is available in the Bureau for Women, to be able to especially underwrite women, I think that is the core of at which, you know, Kiwi is trying to solve the problem. It's not looked at per se only from a lens, gender lens. It's also looked at from region. It's also looked at from, say, dynamics of whether, you know, you have a previous credit history or not, etc. So those multiple factors are, you know, looked at in a very consolidated manner, and we are trying to challenge the you know, and try and find solves around inclusion here.
What measure Kiwi takes, you know, in addressing these gender biases and discrimination in the fintech sector, both internally and within the borders of industry?
So internally, if I have to talk about the workforce, right, typically when you talk about finance and in fintech, in finance, predominantly we compare this to banks, right? In banks, the relative, you know, share of women participation would be roughly about 1/4. Like 20-25%. On the other hand, in fintech, you would see a wider participation, perhaps a little higher than 25-30%. Okay. Kiwi, we are a very young company. We have tried to do certain things right from the very beginning, and that includes participation of women in our workforce. We are a very young company. We are almost about a year old now. Within this time span, we have been able to reach about 32% women workforce. Intent is also to, you know, inch closer and try and, you know, achieve a certain level of optimal, you know, participation there. Having said that, we also have women representation across all the different departments, right? There's women representation in tech, women representation in business, women representation in design, customer service, various product, various aspects. And therefore, when we have designed the product, we have looked at it not just from a standard lens, we've also looked at it from a women's lens as well. There's a slight women touch when it comes to the product design, the product feel, and the product promotion as well, right? When we try and cater and talk about the product offerings, it is not, you know, we tend to actually communicate it to, say, a one specific gender, which is basically generalized to be a male entity. But that's not the case when we are trying to very, you know, be very cognizant about it when we run offers on specific periods where we know that there is, you know, women, you know, who are going to be tending to be, you know, at the helm of that or in the taking center stage. For example, you know, any offers running around Women's Day, etc. You know, these are some things we're trying to do right and trying to do it correctly.
You, as a woman in fintech, what biases do you face? What are the challenges in the sector for women yourself?
I am, to a certain extent, I am also a product of continuous engagement and promotion of women in fintech or in finance. After I graduated from my MBA, joined Axis Bank as part of their women leadership cohort. This is a program that Axis Bank used to run, where, you know, they used to hire specifically women graduates, women MBA graduates for mid-senior management roles, right? And that is, I would say that I am a product of that. And why I'm saying this specifically is because I entered into unknowingly into the environment of finance because I got that opportunity. It's been great, and I have learned a lot, a great deal. See, the one aspect of bias that I would have faced would be with regards to how certain roles straitjacketed into certain genders. It's a thing of the past to say that women do not belong in the workforce, right, or do not belong in the office. But it's to a certain extent, there is a certain level of bias when it comes to the role the woman plays in the office environment, right? So whether the woman that is hired for a sales role vis-a-vis a product role or a strategy role or a marketing role, there is a certain level of bias there, and probably shattering those biases is maybe the challenge that, you know, we women in this space will have to kind of together champion.
What are Kiwi's aspiration and commitments toward fostering more inclusive and gender balanced fintech landscape?
The way I look at this, right, probably other things will come into play at a later stage. First, let's solve the problem of having enough women participants in this space, right? Be it from a consumer point of view or be it from an employee. So when I talk about, say, inclusion, financial inclusion, we're talking about two factors. We are talking about top of the funnel improvement as well as bottom of the funnel improvement. When I say top of the funnel improvement, it is basically about who wants to apply for a financial product, right? Until unless they understand, they resonate with that particular product, there's going to be no intention of any woman to take up the product. Not just woman, anybody will not pick up the product if they've not understood the product properly. And from that point of view, I would say Kiwi's intention would be to sell the product right and to be able to a certain level, make it very easy for the average user to understand. What I mean by this is credit card is a very complex product. It takes a certain level of understanding for you to understand the nuances of credit card. From that perspective, how you're able to simplify your credit card, simplify why a certain individual will require a credit card. What does it mean by, creating a credit history and be able to build your credit history, being able to address all of this in a very simple, nuanced manner, and also to be able to do this in a way that it is doesn't seem like jargon to an average customer, right? I think that is what we're trying to do from a top of funnel perspective. And from the bottom of the funnel perspective, which is basically once a customer has applied, right, and he's come onto the entered that bandwagon where they want to, apply for the credit card, get access to credit, have start transacting, etc. Very important factor is how do you get yourself a credit card? Here is where we're talking about underwriting, improving ways in which, we are able to underwrite a customer, where we, intend to work with banks to be able to pass on additional information basis of which, you're able to underwrite a certain customer. This could be things like, customers' spend pattern, how the customer transacts, where the customer transacts, how often does the customer transact. Some level of understanding basis which we are then able to give a certain level of information to banks, which is then able to help underwrite those customers. That is, I think, where we are trying to solve for it. Kiwi's intention is to be able to very soon reach out and be the first credit card for a lot of the customers who do not have access to credit card earlier, right? So this is the intention towards which we are working.
Yeah, that brings me to my next point, is that women in tier one places in India do understand basics of credit card and collections and debt. How is Kiwi educate or empower women in tier two to tier five cities in India regarding credit access and credit cards?
I think the knowledge of an average customer with regards to credit card, right, is no different between a tier one and say a tier two and tier three. Okay, I think India has progressed to a certain extent that we see very good growth. In fact, on Kiwi, a lot of the customers that we see coming onto the platform, right, happen to be from tier two and tier three cities. The very reason why they're coming onto Kiwi and probably not going onto other bank or getting any other bank credit card is because at some level, it becomes easier for them to get a card. Right. These are more like logistic issues that needed to be solved. Otherwise, from an understanding point of view, I feel like it's pretty much there. But you are right in terms of trying to get to tier four, tier five, and being able to create an ecosystem and an environment where credit card not just is understood well, is accepted, and is able to then grow. These are probably challenges for us to solve for in the coming years. I'm very hopeful that with technology advancing, with the reach of internet and mobile services, and with also increasing awareness of financial products, we'll somewhere be able to get to that stage. Underwriting and figuring out better ways to underwrite such customers is a challenge that probably the industry will have to solve for.
Obviously, there are a set of challenges, and when you penetrate deeper within India as well, especially if it comes to women, empowering them and educating them about credit or credit access is also important, because there are so many women entrepreneurs that are coming up. How are you empowering women-led SMEs when it comes to credit access?
Currently, Kiwi, because we are a UPI app first, right? UPI transactions on credit card is currently limited to only retail customers, which basically means we do not extend, credit services to businesses. As and when that comes about, I definitely feel this is a very important area that we definitely need to solve. SME credit, working capital loans, I think that is one of the major impediments of our growth right now. So definitely that's something we need to solve for. As and when we get to that stage, I totally believe that this is something that Kiwi will be very excited to solve for.
Thank you so much, Priya, for speaking with us. Priya Konsam, Head of Partnership at Kiwi.